Good morning. This is John Zenker with the Morning Coffee Comments for Friday, April 26. We have corn futures limping a bit into the weekend with the May contract currently down a half cent to 440 and a half. The weather forecast is a mixed bag, which will keep traders on edge as we near today's closing bell. The 7-day projected looks a little less wet this morning, and nothing of great fear is showing up on the extended maps. Temperatures will be extra warm across the entire Corn Belt through the 14th day, and that's usually something that will keep the bulls in check. It would be unusual for the forecast to not shift a bit over an April weekend, so Monday night's session could show us some volatile action. The Argentine leafhopper situation bears watching, but it will likely not be a major market mover until more is known about the potential impact. If I had to lean one way or the other on this topic, I would say that it will eventually be a supportive feature for futures. But before that happens, we're going to see some additional pressure if the forecast opens up and allows the planters to roll in strong fashion. Export sales of 51.2 million bushels were a 9-week high and likely added a penny or two to futures yesterday. If you have old crop corn on a basis contract, I'd be wary of rolling it to the July contract. Large carries are not your friend when it comes to basis contracts. There's still a huge amount of corn in the country left to price, and the trade is well aware of that. Please note there will be no audio comments on Monday morning. I'll be at my mother's apartment in Omaha on Monday morning, and I'll just be doing the written comments that day. And for those of you on the Eastern Coast, we've certainly been having some problems getting these audio comments to you on a timely basis. So bear with us while we get those issues resolved. Soybean futures did an admirable job yesterday of fighting off a larger sell-off. but are backing up a bit this morning. I'm currently seeing the May contract down 3.5 cents to 11.59 1/4, while the November is down 2 1/4 to 11.73 1/4. There's currently not a lot to love about this commodity's price potential, and that was damaged further yesterday by an export sales number of just 7.7 million bushels. That's not a totally uncommon number for this time of the year, but it was another reminder that the export party is over for the next several months. As with corn, I would not be looking to roll any remaining basis contracts as we head into the new month. With acreage increasing and the planting season off to a respectable start, there is simply little out there at the present time to be excited about. Wheat futures have been on a nice run this week, with the July contract currently up 52 cents from last Friday's close. That's the best 4-day run since July of last year. The timing couldn't have been better, as there are certainly plenty of producers that need to get some new crop pricing done. I'm not a producer, but you can include me in the crowd that doesn't have enough of this crop priced. While I'm not in love with the current price, it's 82 cents above the multi-year low set on March 8. There are some reasons out there to be optimistic on additional price gains, but most of them can go away on a quick shift in the weather forecast. Production problems are showing up in Europe, India, and our very own hard red country, so the current rally is well deserved. Whether additional gains will be warranted remains to be seen, but I sure would like to see something on the demand side to get excited about. The equity market stumbled to a softer close yesterday, with the Dow losing 375 points to settle at 38,086. The sell-off was ignited by a disappointing first quarter GDP number of 1.6%. which missed expectations by nearly a full point. It was the weakest quarterly number in nearly 2 years. Fourth quarter GDP was revised up to 3.4%, but wasn't nearly enough to ease the concerns of a weakening U.S. economy. Adding to the demise in equities was a core inflation number of 3.7%, which also exceeded expectations. Crude oil futures are mildly higher this morning at $83.80, while diesel is up a penny to $2.56. There isn't anything new of note going on in the energy sector, as traders around the world continue to keep a very close eye on the latest developments in the Middle East. The National Radar map is getting busy this morning in the central part of the country, with a respectable line of showers showing up from North Dakota down into northern Missouri. There are still some 1.5 inch to 2.5 inch amounts showing up for parts of Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Illinois, so there could be some planning delay concerns showing up as early as Sunday evening. The extended maps are keeping the rain chances in, but nothing excessive is being forecasted at this time. This material should be construed as cash grain market commentary provided by JC's Anchor and is not intended to refer to any derivatives, trading strategy, or promotional element. And that is all for this morning. I hope your day and weekend are safe and productive ones, and we'll catch you back here on Tuesday morning with the audio.